Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by FindMassMoney.gov. And the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joins us this morning. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. I will tell you this, and I'm sorry about it. I was out for a little while. I am right back in. This team has dragged me right back in, Craig Breslow.
I'm not sure if I should ask why you're sorry about it or what. We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
Well, I mean, this is back-to-back series wins, and you are day off today, and Yankees are back again here at Fenway this weekend. So I understand it's a long season, but how important at this point in June does it become when it comes to winning these series, especially when you get off to a slower start?
Yeah, no, I think we've talked for a few weeks now. We're past the it's early stage of the season, and this is a stretch that we had circled as pretty critical, given we've got, you know, two of the three series against the Yankees, and then the other sandwich between those is Tampa, who we're also trying to chase down in the division, and really good to play a good series in New York and then to come back home and win the series with a good clean win last night. Everybody can relax today with the off day, but we've got to get ready to do this all over again. We know this weekend should be exciting. There should be a lot of energy around Fenway, but these are really meaningful games and really important games for us.
Craig, it seems like we've been seeing less pitchers during games. We had 4 yesterday, 3 earlier in the week. Has there been a conscious effort for you guys to cut down on the amount of pitchers we're seeing in games and get more out of these guys?
I think that's a byproduct of trying to do everything we can to win games. And sometimes that means when our starters are struggling or inconsistent, trying to find better matchups in the bullpen. But what we've seen, is rather than going into a game and saying our starter is going to give us 6 innings or going to give us 7 innings, we saw, Bayo, Giolito, and Walker last night able to control the lineup, get through the lineup multiple, 3 times and pitch deeper into games. And then as a result, it's a lot easier to find those matchups. The bullpen's better rested. So I think it's working backwards from how do we give ourselves the best chance of winning the game. And when the starting pitching is throwing well and we can ride those guys, that's the blueprint.
We've been going back and forth last couple days on the approach when it comes to the young guys and whether or not they sit against lefties. Alex Cora was on this radio station talking about it yesterday. Lou Maloney was on it talking about yesterday, was on this radio station talking about how it seems like the right decision. Is that something that you guys are doing out of, an abundance of caution? Is that a baseball decision? Let us in on that a little bit.
Sure. So we're here to win games in the big leagues. Hard stop at the end of that statement. And doing so at times is going to, you know, is going to mean that there are some matchups that we want guys like Marcelo or Roman or Christian to have. But when, you know, with the left-handed hitters in particular, when you've got guys like Ref and Romy who really feast off of left-handed pitching, I think both of those guys are carrying OPS is above 950 and have gotten really big hits in crucial situations for us. We want to use those guys if they give us a better chance of winning the game. And there will be times when it's lower leverage moments, it's a better matchup, and Roman or Marcelo are going to get the at-bats first left. But at the same time, you know, in the same way that we want to use a reliever who gives us the best chance or the best defender who gives us the best chance to win a game, we also have to do the same thing with the at-bats.
And how that decision-making process is that you and Alex together, how much do you rely on the analytics for that?
Yeah, so Alex and I will have conversations before games or heading into series about matchups that we think are really favorable and matchups that we'd want to stay away from. And then once the game starts, it's Alex's decision. You know, he's the manager. We have confidence in his ability to synthesize the information that he has before a game with, you know, kind of the real-time data that he's getting by watching the game and feeling the game.
Craig, when you look at your starting pitching, you brought this up in the, you know, whether it was Bayo last night with Walker Buehler, really being good and being able to give you five or six innings. But one area that you guys struggled is in the first inning with your pitchers. What's the reasoning behind why there's been so many struggles with first innings with your pitchers?
Yeah, I wish I had a perfect answer, but it's something that we are very, very mindful of. The combination of, you know, first inning struggles and particularly first inning at home. And, you know, I think there's probably some physical component to that. There's probably some mental component to that. I know Andrew and the rest of the pitching group have been working with the starters to figure out if we can replicate or simulate a first inning. You know, sometimes you can get up and throw in the bullpen, sit down and get back up so that when you go into the game, you feel like it's more the second or third. But there's no doubt that our guys have struggled at times to settle into the game. And then we've seen that once we get through the first or second inning, and Bayo is a great example of this, once they get through the first or second inning, they're able to settle in, and you look up and it's the sixth or seventh.
Craig, we've asked you a lot throughout this season about when Roman Anthony would be called up. Now that he's up here, what was the change that made it you sure that you could call him up to Major League? Because there was a lot of talk with you about the mental aspect of the game, calling up a young guy like Roman Anthony.
Yeah, so we had talked about making sure that there was clear runway for him to play, you know, and it making sense and being the best thing for Roman and also for our team. Unfortunately, Willie ended up on the IL, but it seems as though that should be a pretty straightforward, hopefully shorter stint to where it doesn't seem like a major injury, more just kind of mild tightness in the oblique. But that opened up a clear path to playing time. And given what Roman has done over the last couple of months, you know, and some of the progress that he's made in the development areas, it felt like this was his time.
You made a trade last night, which should hopefully help the bullpen out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, Jorge Alcala is somebody with really big stuff. He's been a successful reliever in the big leagues, you know, for multiple seasons. And we felt like he's going to bring you know, a little bit more swing and miss, a little bit more back end power stuff to the group. And it's a group that we've had to ride pretty hard as our starters have struggled to consistently get deep in games. So excited about the addition and hope he can settle in.
You may not want to revisit this, but that's what we do. So Sam Kennedy said yesterday that Rafael Devers and his glove are ready to go if needed. Is that kind of the current situation with Rafi?
Yeah, I saw Sam make those comments, and I obviously can't speak for Sam. I don't know, you know, that we should take it precisely at its word. I think, you know, what Sam was probably getting at is there's been a lot of, a lot of attention to, you know, interactions between Rafi and the media and Rafi and me. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, Rafi is usually in the right place at the right time and finding a way to help the team. Right now, it's in the middle of the lineup. And, you know, if there continues to be a need somewhere else, then we'll explore that in due time.
Okay, so what you're saying is Sam doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did not say that.
So if you were to go to him and say, "Hey, Rafi, we need you tonight over on first base," then you feel like he would be available and ready to go.
I did not say that either. Okay. What I am saying is these things tend to blow up, then they tend to blow over, and you know, I think we saw it coming out of spring training. You know, Rafi is incredibly competitive and he's also emotional, but he cares deeply about the team and deeply about winning, and he ends up, you know, doing the right thing, and that's all we can ask. And right now the right thing is for him to continue to anchor the lineup, you know, and help us put runs on the board.
Any update timeline wise on Alex Bregman?
I don't think it would be fair to say, hey, this is when we expect him to be back, but it does seem as though he's making real progress. And I think that there is a chance that he'd be able to cut the timeline down from what was initially anticipated. Exactly what that looks like, I don't know, but he seems to be really, really excited about the progress that he's making. And this is similar to a quad injury that he had a few years ago in Houston, and he feels like he's you know, ahead of the timeline relative to that return.
All right. Well, Yankees in town this weekend and Garrett Crochet tomorrow night. And so it should be really interesting. And many of us have found ourselves back in. So we appreciate you taking the time and we will talk to you again soon.
For sure. And hopefully we can keep you in.
Keep me in. All right. That is Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox.
All right. Get out there early, throw some innings, so when you do get go on the mound for the first inning, you feel like you've already thrown one or two innings before. Because they struggle in the first inning,
well,
man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, their combined ERA in the first inning is currently as it sits is a major league baseball record. Mm. It's 12 plus. So any other nuggets that you got out of that?
I mean, that Devers is probably never going to play.
Yeah. He wishes that Sam Kennedy would not talk about.
Yes, wishes Sam kept his mouth shut.
Baseball operational things.
You won't see Devers in the field anytime soon.
No, you definitely.
They are going to leave him alone.
Yeah.
That is a hot stove over there. Leave it alone. Don't put our hands on it. Is there a chance we could see him in the future? I'm not saying that.
Maybe we're not going to say anything about it. All right. Yeah. We are gonna play Hill Notes back coming up in about 10 minutes and big get from Courtney coming up next. Leah Anthony.
Yep.
Daughter of Anthony Anthony will join us on this show. But first Courtney and what is trending.
Jones and Keefe weekdays 10 to 2.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox take the series against the Rays. The final game last night, 4-3 from Fenway. Homers came from Jaron Duran, Greg's guy Abraham Toro, and two from Marcelo Meyer. Walker Buehler went 7 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 7. The guys off tonight before the Yankees come to town tomorrow. The Pacers take Game 3 of the NBA Finals, 116-107. Tonight is Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 in Florida. And the U.S. Open teed off this morning at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at plus 270. Rory has teed off. Bryson has teed off. John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler will have afternoon tee times, 114 and 125. How are things looking, Shime?
Currently only 10 guys in the field are under par right now. The leader, J.J. Spahn, 3 under. He's played 7 holes. But there's a group of about 4 guys at 2 under right behind him.
Huh. Might be able to win this thing at like 3 under or something like that because of the rough.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of each side is supposed to be easy, and then it gets progressively harder as you go. So these numbers, I expect, will get lower. And watching these guys hit out of the rough it looks insane.
Okay. May I take 30 seconds for a brief personal note?
Please.
I mean, Curtis took an entire hour and a half.
Yes.
For personal business. I would just like to say hello and good morning to my lovely daughter, Julia Hill, who is listening with her classroom over in East Boston.
All right.
So, last week of school, I think, over there.
All right.
So, I want to say hello to all the kiddies and everybody over in
Kennedy, right? She's
yes.
Yes. All right. What up, Eastie Pride kids?
All right. Thank you for that.
Julia's the best. Yeah. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. We've got Leah Anthony coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our next guest inadvertently went viral in our region when attending the Red Sox game on Tuesday night. The daughter of Anthony Anthony is joining us now, Leah Anthony. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I've been obsessed by this. How many members of your family are named Anthony Anthony?
So it's two members. It's my brother, my older brother, and then my dad.
Okay. So that's it. There's no cousins or anything like, no uncles that are Anthony Anthony. It's just the two.
No cousins, no uncles. We've got a lot of Johns too, but mainly just Anthony.
Will Anthony Anthony Jr. need to name a future son if he has one, Anthony?
Well, unfortunately, I think the chain might end there.
Okay.
How many followers have you gained on Instagram since Tuesday night?
Wow. I mean, it's been surreal. I went from having, I think, 3,000, and now I'm at 14,000. It's crazy.
And how many Boston guys have reached out in the DMs? That's what I really want to know.
I've gotten quite a few DMs since that night.
Does the Boston accent do it for you or no? Because
I mean, I don't mind the accent.
Hey, like, sweetheart.
Was there any creativity involved there or no? Like when it comes to the DM reach out?
I've had a couple. I got a couple baseball ones. But it was funny. I had somebody say something about how they accidentally hit their baseball in there and asked me to throw it back.
Okay, all right.
When it comes to Roman's response to this, like, it's such a big night for him. Your whole family's there. Your mom was so cute, crying. We were all talking about how cool your family seems to be. Was Roman surprised by the response being all about his sister?
Oh, I mean, I think he definitely was shocked. We all were. It was kind of, we all were kind of in disbelief. But, I mean, he's got bigger things to focus on. So he's just been focusing on, you know, his debut and everything. But
yeah.
I think we were all just shocked by it.
Well, also, is he your older brother?
No. So Roman is my younger brother. Okay. And then Anthony is my older brother.
Okay, so Anthony would be the one who spoke to the boyfriends if they get out of line or anything like that. He's the one who scares
them. Even the younger brother, too, because he's pretty big. So
he's pretty big.
Still close in age.
He is.
They are like, she's like the it girl from the best Italian family in Boston now.
Yeah. Wiggy is half, Wiggy's half Italian. So you guys have that in common.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I think both the brothers could manage that.
I also saw that your family got to meet David Ortiz when you guys were at Fenway. Was that your first experience to see a game at Fenway, or had you been there before? Were people welcoming to you guys?
Oh my gosh, the people were amazing. It was an incredible experience. It was actually, this is my first time in Boston, and I had never been to Fenway. But Raquel is just, she was phenomenal. She helped us with the whole day and set everything up for us and brought us to meet David Ortiz. And it was just an unreal experience. And my mom especially was so touched by it because David Ortiz had shared a couple words with her talking about how incredible Roman is and how he'll be the face of the franchise. And it's all just so surreal to hear that, especially about your brother who you've grown up watching and supported his whole life. The whole thing is just surreal.
I have to ask because we're live on Twitch. We have a YouTube channel. We've been getting messages about it all morning. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh. There you go.
She just went from 14,000 to 28,000 followers.
Courtney has an issue, though, when it comes to Boston guys because of the height factor.
Yeah, my just guys, a warning for you.
Short kings.
We are short here.
A lot of short kings.
Yeah.
Is Courtney.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, will you be spending a lot of time? I know you just graduated from Florida State. Will you be spending a lot of time up here? Will you be splitting time? How's your family going to deal with that?
I'm sure we'll travel to come see a bunch of his games, but I am living now in West Palm back at home and I'll start working in August. But during the summer, we usually travel to come see Roman play a lot anyway. So we'll make a few trips for sure.
What did you guys do while you're here? Like what's your Boston experience other than going to Fenway? What's your Boston experience been like?
I mean, it's mainly consisted of just going to the games, but the first day was kind of hectic because of his debut, and we just had dinner and obviously met David Ortiz and then saw the game, which everything was just so surreal. We stayed after the game to see Roman, and we all went to a late dinner. And then yesterday, it was kind of along the same lines. We just saw his baseball game, and me and my mom have walked around a little bit to see everything. But today's the off day, so we're going to go to dinner later on tonight with a bunch of people and then just try to see the city and everything.
He likes, your brother likes the North End. Like they
like Strega, the meatballs.
I've heard. We're actually going to Strega tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
You will love Strega. Yeah. And
they'll take good care of you guys.
They will take good care of you. So, Dave, all right.
Yeah, well, Dave will take good care of you. Dave, Biggie.
Listen, we appreciate you being a good sport about coming on. And you should know that. Well, you already know from your Instagram, Boston loves you. So,
yes,
well,
and your brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
He gained and a fan brother. Out of us.
Yes. All right, Leah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right,
there you
go. There's Leah Anthony.
What a good sport too.
Single. There you go. All the guys wanted to know.
Yep.
Hey, there's the next dating contestant.
J Journalism.
I know. Why would you ever have Mia Anthony on your show?
People loved it.
How many inquiries do you think we would get if we had Leah on as the Greg Hill dating show?
Oh, blind dating game?
Oh.
That would be...
I feel like she loves Florida, though. I felt like I got a vibe from her that she wants to stay in Florida.
Well, yeah, but...
Wouldn't you?
I mean, I love Florida.
Like, it's West
summer,
Palm Beach.
It's summer here, and it has rained every Saturday for the last five months.
But maybe she likes the Boston guy. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the Florida guy's a little too different. Maybe.
Somebody just booked six seats at Strega on the Subaru text line. All right. Chime, let's get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Good morning, Greg. Yesterday at 3 p.m., I had two molars extracted. One of them was very infected. I'm already up this morning on my way to the gym. I feel fine. There's a little bleeding, not much pain at all, and I'm good to go. As long as you don't have an infection in your wisdom tooth, and it doesn't sound like you do, you'll be fine within 24 hours. No straws.
Okay. All right, there you go. No straws, see?
Yeah. Tuesday is the day. Extraction happening Tuesday. I can't get out
of it
anymore. I think 1 o'clock, something like that. So
Should be good to go.
Maybe, no eating.
You can eat. I just
Before surgery?
No, it's not. You can eat before dental surgery. I'm going to have a big meal. I don't care.
I don't know why they would say you can't eat.
You need to make sure you have your last meal.
Why can't you eat?
For the anesthesia.
Well, you don't. I think it's just like a Novocaine thing, and it depends. Like they don't put you out. I mean,
they
put me out. Well, they didn't tell me any of that, so I need to know, or else I could have a problem.
I would double check.
Curtis is leaving work early to attend James's birthday walk. Since when is stir fry so prevalent at Montessori's?
A little bit hypocritical.
Oh, not a little bit.
Based on what he said about Alex Cora taking a day off for his daughter's college graduation. A little bit hypocritical.
Not a little bit. A lot of it.
Whatever. Hey, Jackson. I don't know how it is at Costco because I have a BJ's membership, but when I go to self-checkout, all you do is just scan the card on the register. No one actually checks the picture. So if Costco doesn't do that, maybe switch over to BJ's and you won't have to worry about sharing cards with your family members. Just a life jack for you.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, Jackson was very upset about Costco and the VIP service that you can get for an added fee. So we'll see if he makes the move over to BJ's.
Yeah, I can't believe I can't share my membership from Costco to my friends. Now you got to be a VIP for $135 if you want to go early. Well, I guess it's time to go to Sam Clubs. Maybe they got some hot dogs there.
I don't know. It was family members, I think. That it wasn't friends. It's not like Netflix or HBO Max or something.
Same household.
Yeah, same household.
Curtis, you pompous ass. Okay, it's all right for you to do it, but nobody else. You are a moron. 3 years old. The kid's not going to remember a damn thing. Get over yourself, you loser.
Oh.
I mean...
You can't go after Cora.
It's a different time.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, you can't go after Cora for it.
No, you can't go after Alex Cora.
And then be like, oh, by the way, I got to leave early.
Yeah, I mean, but things are different. Like, when Jen had Julia, had her in the morning...
Mm-hmm.
Like 5:30 a.m. and I was at work the very next morning.
I would kill my husband.
You would?
Yeah. Jen is a saint. Like, that's so crazy to me.
Why?
Because
she was fine. She's there in the hospital with the nurses and it was fine.
Still, I want my husband there. It's not like,
but he got to work.
Greg could have taken paternity leave.
We didn't have that then.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't have that.
I didn't have paternity leave.
I had my son, and then the next day I was at practice.
Also shocking.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You know what? You got to. You want to get a check? You got to do your job. I mean, now it's different, I guess, because they give paternity leave to the dad, which is mind-blowing to me.
Greg said to me, "Are you going to take maternity leave whenever you have a kid?" I said, "Yes."
Oh yeah.
And yes,
now,
I will.
And we know that's going to be like 2 years.
No, it won't.
I mean, that's
but
what it
will
is
be now. The correct amount of time. Yeah.
But now, I think Greg's saying, and even, you know, this is maybe a little bit old manish for me. When my mother had me, it was like right back to work. Yeah. But now paternity leave for women is, you know, could be 2 years. Guys are getting it. I think Rich Keefe got it.
Yeah, Rich Keefe.
Like, seriously. Like
in Canada, it's a year.
This is the That's world we live in.
In Canada, it's a year.
Right. Imagine
well,
that.
Well, I'm pushing a baby out of my hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
So I will be probably out of commission for at least a few months.
Yeah. Well, you can stand during the show or whatever. I mean,
you're sick in the head. You know that?
That's a big deal.
Courtney, ask like your mother. She probably, like my mother, pushed you out and then was at work within a week later.
I doubt my mom was, but.
Jackson here with another life jack. As Coco mentioned dry spell earlier, if you're in a dry spell with your love life, write your partner a letter on how you feel. I did so. Absentmindedly forgot it in my pocket. But it goes as such, dearest fiancé, as I embark on another day locked in the bowels of the station, my heart is with you, Aunt Costco. Every fiber of my being is yearning for the 10 o'clock hour. I'll race home as fast as I can on my donut tires, passing even the vape shop. To you, my love, I'll whisk you away to Costco for fantastic bulk shopping and a romantic dinner of $1.50 dogs. When we arrive home, I'll surprise you Winnie the Pooh style, ready to make my unmanscaped body and yours become one in the throes of passion,
oh,
my love.
Very nice, very romantic.
Wow.
That was romantic. Yeah.
Maybe that would work. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you think Shine would shoot at Oakmont if he teed it up this morning? Over under 200. I'm taking the over.
Honestly, it's probably the right number.
What would you shoot?
That rough?
What do you
I'd never get up. I would just live there. I'd have to make a home there.
What is it, 72 or 71?
I believe it's 72, but I'll double check.
You would definitely be pushing a buck 50. I can see
easily.
You, like, taking 18 swings at it in the rough.
Did you see Justin rough. Thomas on Twitter? Yeah. It was like, we need to get a bunch of like different handicaps, get them out here and really see what they'd shoot at Oakmont.
I've been walking these aisles so much, buying the same old stuff. I know every rotisserie chicken along the way. Where $1.50 hot dogs are the game. 36 rolls of toilet paper is so insane. There's been a load of compromising. 20 pounds of beef or bison. But I'm gonna be where the self-checkout is shining on me. Like a Costco cowboy.
Yeah, the Costco cowboy.
Yeah.
It's our guy Jackson.
That is.
Hey, can we fact check Wiggy on the origin of Country Road that he talked about the other day where he said it had something to do with Springfield, Massachusetts? There's not really much country about Springfield, Massachusetts, unless the cool breeze of bullets whizzing by your head or the fact that most nightclub attire also includes a Kevlar vest. You know, I don't see much country about that. Can we get a double check on that, please?
Yeah, I mean, I took him at his word.
Very simple.
I had never heard that before. But
the guy who wrote
John Denver?
No.
The guy who wrote it. John Denver didn't write it?
Nope. The guy who wrote Country Road is from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And he, as a kid, would remember the country roads growing up in Massachusetts.
So Springfield area, Springfield adjacent, probably.
Somewhere in that area, Weston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And it's then, in the Wikipedia.
Yeah, and then he married some lady who was from Maryland.
But I don't get the logic because it would fit if it was Massachusetts.
He said,
like, country roads take me home to the place I belong, Massachusetts.
He said it didn't sound musically.
It does, though.
But he
it's
said
the
it didn't.
Same as West Virginia.
When they first were writing the song, when they got to the almost heaven part of it, at first it was going to be Massachusetts, but they
almost
didn't like
heaven,
the vibe.
So Massachusetts.
Yeah. So it said they did West Virginia.
Sense.
And what's the guy's name who wrote it?
Len Jaffe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That song still rips.
Or Bill Danoff?
It does rip. One of the all-time great sing-along songs. At a bar sing-along. You know, we went over Hinder and Lips of an Angel the other
day. Also a banger.
Yeah, so just Google it.
Mr. Brightside is at the very top of that list.
Yes, it is.
When I'm DJing, I will throw in Build Me Up Buttercup.
I Would Like Higher by Creed.
People tend to like to sing along with that one.
Closing Time.
I don't really.
Yeah. That's a perfect end of an evening song when everyone's
but do people
drunk.
Sing along yes. with it? Not really.
Yeah. Moogies by Boston College. That was their that was their closing song every night.
Yeah.
Hey, Coco, look at the bright side. Maybe you'll get reimbursed the $750 when you and your entire extended family do those restaurant sit-ins or whatever you call it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can throw a block party in Boston. This is my lead this morning. And the city will give you $750 to throw a party. So
can make $500. You could throw a good block party for $200.
Right.
You can pocket the
rest.
We
are just to be clear, we are charging restaurants a fortune, thousands and thousands of dollars in the North End to have dining outside.
Mm.
But we are paying people $750 to throw a block party. Make that make sense for me, Shime.
Can't. Doesn't.
I love the dining outside, too.
Yeah, we'll be doing a sit-in at 1928 for Father's Day brunch.
Oh.
I'm guessing around 3 hours.
Excellent.
What's 1928?
It's a restaurant.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The Massachusetts sound isn't Aerosmith. It's not Godsmack. It's not Stained. It's the sound of the crack of the bat in spring, the sound of church bells ringing in the morning, and the sound of U-Haul latches when people finally have the happiest day of their lives when they leave this state.
There are people leaving.
Yeah. I never want to leave,
too
though.
Expensive.
I never want to leave, though.
I know. I feel the same way.
The weather's crappy.
I know. I've lived.
It costs an arm and two legs to live here now.
I know. But I lived elsewhere, and I used to cry every time I went to Logan to fly out.
It has become, and this is backed up by science, currently the most expensive state to live in.
Why would you want that?
More so than California, I suggest.
And the weather, like, you can go to Florida, you can go to Texas.
There's just nothing better, though.
What's so good about it?
Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Those are today's Hill Notes. Thank you for leaving a voice note.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At any time, on any topic, on the Odyssey app. And they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jones and Keith coming up momentarily, and we are going to get out of here and head to the Cape. It is Roadshow Week 5, and we are on our way eventually to the pregame tonight, which is at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth, 7 o'clock or so, and a hockey game to watch at 8. So,
can I also just say, like, the mama bear in me is coming out a bit because I am worried for Twitch Mitch.
The
six drinks, I believe he told you.
Well, he is looking forward to a fun evening. You're worried that what? He's not going to show up tomorrow?
That he's not going to show up, that someone could take advantage of him this evening.
Well,
you know?
Smiley face killer?
Well, I wasn't even thinking that. But
I mean, it is his first road show, so you will have the opportunity to hang with Twitch Mitch, Man in Black. Man on the come up tonight, and all of us as well. And then tomorrow, Beachcomber.
He texted me.
What did he say?
It's fine, I'll have three. No, I'm not going to tell you what. I'm not going to be watching or counting, Mitch.
I just
want to make sure that you're mixing in waters, properly hydrated.
How old is Mitch? He can recover quick.
I'm guessing he's 24.
He's old. Yeah.
He's a grown man.
He'll be fine.
Maybe just get some Chick-fil-A beforehand.
He will be fine.
Yep.
Shine, we're getting only one more roadshow appearance from you, and it's only pregame, right, at Bernie's?
Yeah, the pregame at Bernie's I will be at.
Not Winnipesaukee?
Unfortunately, no, Greg. Somebody has to be here to take care of the business from the home station, and I will be present here.
But if we lock down the Greasy Pole, then you could be made available for North Shore and Gloucester.
For the Greasy Pole, I will be made available 100%. But I also have to host the program on July 4th that morning when you guys are all enjoying Pisaki.
Well,
so
you could get up early.
Oh, I will. I'll be good. Feel great.
You'll be okay.
I'm ready. I'm just saying.
Take some paternity leave.
You're right. I'm soft. I don't say anything to anybody. And
nope.
It's whatever anybody wants to do, you just do it.
They walk all over you.
Yeah.
Like my mother used to say, don't be a doormat with them girls. Don't let them walk all over you.
Is Talina coming?
No, she can't make it. Yeah.
Solo Dolo.
Yeah, she can't make it.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Well. You have a newfound love for the Cape after we went to Bourne. So
yeah, I like the Cape. You know, I'm leaving early like Courtney because I like the Cape, but I hate the traffic.
Yeah,
so I'm leaving.
Well,
early.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to have to go down 93, which is has to be the biggest cluster F in the entire continental United States of America.
Hands down. I don't care.
I went down to Walpole yesterday to present a Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award. And I left the city at 12:45, and I get on the expressway, and it is 12:45, middle of the day.
Yeah,
it's bumper to bumper, not moving. It doesn't matter time of day of the week.
Yep, it's Sunday. It's like that.
It's a joke.
That's why I'll push it. Like I'm going to try to leave at 11:30. There'll be a little bit of traffic, but anything after 12.
Yeah.
That place is an absolute nightmare.
The
mayor should do something about, or the governor, whoever the hell, they should do something about the expressway.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but.
I don't know, maybe add a few more lanes up top or something.
Add a lane that's like a bridge that just goes directly to the Cape from
Boston.
Well,
they tried to fix the whole thing. They spent billions and billions of dollars on doing that very thing, and it didn't work.
They wanted to add another.
No, but they did it with the big dig. Like, they tried to fix the expressway, that was the whole thing. Like, it used to be on top. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, down by the garden?
Yep.
That was, like, you don't know this. You probably don't either. But it used to be the upper deck and the lower deck down by the garden. It was, like, literally an upper deck and lower deck.
Right.
Like the GW?
Yes. And it didn't do anything.
Huh.
It didn't help. It made it worse, probably. Yeah.
Past Mass Ave, I'm like, damn.
I'm going home, scooping my stuff, hitting the road.
Oh, Greg, let me give you a little tidbit. Maybe this will work. I did it. I went Mass Pike to 95 and then jumped on.
Oh, that was better?
Yeah, because when we went down to the Cape.
To Bourne?
Yeah, it took me Mass Pike to 95, and then I jumped on 24. And Mass Pike's not bad at 12 o'clock, and neither is 95. So.
Did you know, you might not know this, speaking of tidbits, the guy who wrote Country Roads, do you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Wrote it about the Southeast Expressway.
Whoa.
I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew that. All right, before we go, we've got to get to Mind Your Business. Mind Your Business is brought to you by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. Who should mind their business today, Wiggy?
Well, I was going to go with the judge to mind his business when it comes to this poor woman, probably a single mother, and I can relate as a mother. My mother was a single mother, trying to make her kid some peanut butter and jelly in her bathrobe, and he was basically lambasting her because she had a court appearance. He should mind his business.
Mind his business?
Just do your job and, you know, give her a $50 citation and keep it moving.
That's a good one.
Any other ones? Are you thinking of the same one that I'm thinking of?
Oh, this would be classic us.
Who's yours?
Well, I was going to do Red Sox fans.
Oh.
Mind your business when it comes to what Devers is doing with the glove.
Really?
Just let it ride out.
They're winning right now.
Why do you care?
We don't have the right to inquire.
Why do you care?
Who could help the team occasionally is willing to put
he's
a glove on it.
He's helping the team. At the plate.
Okay. Well,
what was yours?
Mine was just an individual who works on this show who's not here currently.
Oh.
Who was
might have
minding,
criticized others.
He was minding the business of a father who wanted to take a brief day off to celebrate his daughter's graduation from college and was berated for that by that person who's here. And
the guy is massaging butts.
I mean, and here he is
taking
a half a show off to go on some kind of a birthday walk with a 2-year-old.
Yeah, to watch like 5 or 6 2-year-olds rip through some walk. Because remember, it's not just it's not his James's birthday.
No,
it's like anybody who has a birthday in, you know, July or August.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. Sea Dog, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. Jones and Keefe are coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening. Now the time
has come for leaving. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.